Checking in once again with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center for our Parenting Moments, talking about helping our children cope with the transition of going back to school during the pandemic. And Kimberly, maybe we need to help mom and dad cope too.
Yes, that's right. So tip number two, and it's good advice for all of us, you name fears to tame your fears. So as child psychologists, we often encourage parents to use what is called name it to tame it. And this strategy was made famous by the work of Dan Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. So here's how it works. First, parents can help their child identify their concerns by asking them what they're worried about. Then parents can help their child name the worry or concern by labeling it. So, for example, if you have a younger child, you might actually have them name their fear like Mr. Worry or the Worry Monster. This simple labeling of the emotion can be helpful as well for older children and teenagers. So, you know, I'm having anxiety already. And here's the brain science around this, Mike. Language is in the left hemisphere. Emotion is in the right hemisphere. So as soon as you put a name to the feeling you're having, you're now using both hemispheres, and this is what we call using your whole brain, and it produces integration. So naming the worry often helps tame the fear by helping the child build understanding about what they're feeling. It also gives you, as parents, to have a common emotional language with your kids, and it cues you when you need to step in to provide emotional support and coping strategies.
Good information on that. I like that.
Yeah. So children often want reassurance, and I want to really caution parents not to do this. It is so tempting to say, everything's going to be okay. No one's going to get sick. Don't worry about that. But such words actually prevent kids from facing their fears and developing problem-solving and coping skills.
That's a good tip.
So instead, we want to acknowledge and support our child and their discomfort and letting them know that being uncomfortable is okay. And that now that they notice that they are uncomfortable and that they're having an unpleasant feeling, that we can talk about it. It's not dangerous. And it actually gives us good information to help us to begin to focus on what we control.
I like that. Yes, let's focus on what we can control. Really good information, Kimberly, as always. Thank you for that. For people that want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I really encourage them to check us out at eckertcenter.com. Our website was completely revamped in August, and we now have our online booking system available, so it's very easy to connect and get started with us here at Eckert Center. And we still accept phone calls. So if that's still your preferred method, we welcome you to call us at 403-230-2959.
The good old phone. They still work too. That's good.
They do, yeah.
I like that. Kimberly, well, thank you very much. And for those that don't know, every week when we check in with Kimberly, you have a chance to win a gift certificate. 403-276-8888. And that will go to caller number... Caller number five today. Call right now, 276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.